Okay, I think we have come to the time when we can announce, have a look at the result of the election. Ray let me know earlier that the job has been done, and here he comes with a box of ballot papers sealed and an envelope with some results, I think.
That's 1,164 reasons to have online voting.
I think that's more reasons than we had before we actually had online voting, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. I foresee some industrial action coming up here,
yeah.
Or some threats.
Okay.
The Scrutineers Union is rebelling.
Yes. We also, as I indicated before the iPod drawing was happened, that we had an iPod vote as well. One of the members' evaluation forms ended up in the ballot box. So since it didn't have the word process stamped on the back of it, we didn't view it as a ballot, so we did put it into the box, so the person did have a chance to get the iPod. Although we did talk about the time that maybe each of the scrutineers should have gotten an iPod for the grief that was caused by having to count the votes too. So anyway, we did do that. There were 1,164 paper ballots that were received. And of those 1,164, four of them were invalid for one of the reasons that was enumerated by Paul during his presentation earlier. We were handed the results of the online voting, and by scrupulously counting the ballots and marrying those totals up with the totals from the online voting, you want to read the names, or you want me to do that?
I think you can go ahead, Ray. Thanks.
Okay. You want me to read the totals?
The totals for successful candidates.
Okay.
The normal,
okay. Successful candidate number one with 1,273 votes is Akinori. Successful candidate number two with 1,132 is that man with the old blood, Che Hu. And successful candidate number three with 618 votes is Vin Ngo. So I will hand to Paul the summary tally and the audit material from the online voting. The box, which is sealed, contains all of the paper ballots, contains the scratch sheets that were used by the scrutineers to do the tallying, and the instructions for the scrutineers. So here you go.
All right. Thanks, Ray. And thanks also to all the scrutineers who helped to count those votes. Ray did mention to me that some time ago when Aaron changed to online voting, they decided to make it exclusively online, so there is no paper balloting in the Aaron region. And I thought it might be worth asking this meeting now how we would feel about changing to exclusively online voting. I'll mention that the voting system is enshrined in the APNIC bylaws, and the APNIC bylaws need to be changed by a vote. So even if we were to decide now not to have any more paper voting, there would have to be one more paper vote that would eliminate paper voting, just for old time's sake. But how many here would be in favour, just as a straw poll, in favour of moving completely to online voting? And how many would like to retain paper voting? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, no consensus there. So that's interesting. Could I ask how many of us were fully aware of the online voting facility before coming to this meeting? Well, let's say, how many, if anyone, was not aware of the online voting before coming to this meeting? Just a couple. Okay. Seems like a fairly educated position then. Okay. I'd like to say congratulations to Akinori, to Chehu and Vin for their success at the election, and that means we have 100% continuity on the EC between the last term and this one, which is going to be quite... reduces our overheads, doesn't it, Chehu? To have the old blood back again.